Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Second hour, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I want to say, download the Devil Radio app in the Apple or Google store. Download it from our website. Carry it with you everywhere. You can always get your favorite shows anywhere you are. So even if you're used to listening to it over the air, that's terrific. But if you download the app, you always have it with you, your favorite shows. Okay, a lot more to get to, a lot more to get back. I want to talk about the Federal Election Commission. Federal Election Commission is a federal agency, oversees our elections. They have just done one good thing and one bad thing. Start with the bad thing. There are enough Republicans on there because for a long time it had been split, even without a tiebreaker. And there are Republicans on there who are simply hardcore Republicans. And they have decided, they were able to intervene and drop the case against Donald Trump's payments to Stormy Daniels and other women. Now, you may remember why Michael Cohen went to jail, his lawyer. One of the reasons, there were a lot of other reasons. Some of it was tax fraud. Some of it was lying under oath or an investigation by Congress. But basically, Donald Trump laundered money through Michael Cohen to pay off Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels was the stripper whom he had a relationship with, and then he paid her off. And the money that he paid her off was deemed a campaign contribution because he did it to avoid its disclosure during the campaign. And there were other women as well, not just Stormy Daniels. And this doesn't count the women. Remember in the Billy Bush video, Access Hollywood, about just grabbing people between the legs, he walk up, how do you do? Oh, thank you. Is that how you shake hands? I mean, Trump is a little light on nuance, very, very light on nuance. Anyway, Federal Election Commission had that case. There was a case brought against them. And they said, we're going to drop it. They dropped it to benefit Trump. The Democrats didn't drop it. The Republicans did. The Democrats didn't have the votes to override it. That was the, I thought, shameful, bad thing. The thing about the Federal Election Commission is it's a sensitive commission because they're Democrats and Republicans. And you want independent, strong people who will just follow wrongdoing wherever it is. If it's Democratic, fine. Republican, fine. Just deal with it. They're not dealing with it. But they are dealing with something. They made a good decision. They made a good decision. And that is, they are going forward. They're seeking to ban pre-checked recurring donor boxes. What do I mean by that? Have you ever gotten a solicitation from a political candidate of either party? It says, I'm Joe Blow. I'm running for the state Senate. I'm running for the assembly. I'm running for Congress. And, please give me a contribution. And you type in $100 or $50 or $200 or $25. And you put in your credit card number and your address. It's all protected, confidential. And then there's a box that says, make this monthly. Make this recurring. And in most legitimate candidacies, that is unchecked. So you have to affirmatively check it. So if you want to give them $25 a month, you say you check that, and then they will take $25 a month out of your credit card for this candidate. Donald Trump pre-checked them. So if Donald Trump solicited your money and you said, I'm going to give him $500 or $250 or $100, and you're reaching. Suddenly, people saw on their credit cards they were getting that amount every month. And then they complained. Trump's people would say, well, it said recurred month. You should have unchecked it. And then if people continue to complain, they'd reimburse the money, but they kept a lot of money that way. They're dishonest people. There's no other way to say it. And I'll tell you, one of the people who did that was David Duke down in Louisiana. He was a member, he was a leader of the Ku Klux Klan and of the Nazi Party, and he went to prison. And one of the reasons he went to prison was he would solicit money. He actually was the Republican nominee for governor down there, believe it or not, in Louisiana in the early 90s. And people were starting to get recurring contributions, and they indicted him for whatever it was that he had done to generate that. Well, there was a guy named Lyndon LaRouche. He was a Democrat. He said he was a Democrat. He was a right-wing nut. Back in the 1980s, when I was the party chairman, he would show up at the Democratic convention, I'd throw him out. Bring a bunch of people from the administrative committee and go, you got to get out of here. He'd say, I'm a Democrat. I have my booth here. I'd say, look, I'm the state chairman. This hall's rented in my name. Get out. And so I'd throw him out, Lyndon LaRouche. But the deal is that Donald Trump is legitimized by the Republican Party, and he's using some of the same tactics. So the Federal Election Commission, even though some of the Republicans are seeking to ban pre-check recurring donor boxes. In other words, you have to opt in. They don't lie in the weeds. And if you don't opt out, they somehow gig you. And a lot of times, Donald Trump's recurring donor box was really, really small print and hidden. I mean, you'd have to have a pair of eyes on you. You'd have to have a magnifying glass to see it. So I think the reason the Republicans are going along with that, even though they're putting the kibosh on the Stormy Daniels case, is because, not because they necessarily think it's a bad idea and it's got more money for the Republican Party, but it's so obviously crooked that there is going to be a prosecution at some point of people who do it. And when it is prosecuted, they may get criminally convicted. And even if they don't get criminally convicted, you're going to find a class action lawyer who brings an action on behalf of the class of people who got cheated this way. And there are going to be punitive damages. And it's going to have a tremendous consequence to the Republican Party. I think that's what happened. In any event, it is a piece of good news. The Federal Election Commission is finally doing something right. They may be doing it for mixed motives, but they are doing it right. When you give a financial contribution, this is my advice to you, always look for the recurring, for the month, you know, make this monthly, it's usually called, but recurring donation. Make sure it is unchecked. With legitimate candidates, it will be unchecked. You have to opt in. Do not check it, because then what you have, sometimes it's a hard time getting your credit company to stop. If you want to give it monthly, just keep giving it monthly. You can do it on your own. But if it's pre-checked, uncheck it, and call the Attorney General of Wisconsin, Google him, get his number. And the Federal Election Commission, Google it and get their number. Tell them these people are doing it and we want them to stop. Okay, another piece of good news. Since February, that's 2.5 months, 940,000 people, almost 1 million people, additionally have signed up for the Affordable Care Act, for Obamacare. 940,000 people. Trump wouldn't let them do it. Trump didn't have an open enrollment period. 940,000 people. Do you know how many mammograms that is? Do you know how many blood pressure checks and so forth? How many lives are saved of those 940,000 people? There will be some, perhaps quite a few. People who will now be able to get medication or get treatment, and they will see their kids grow up and they will live to an older age, and you won't see young widows and young widowers. So, shout out to Joe Biden. He put an open enrollment period in, 940,000 people, almost 1 million people since February. New ones have signed up for the Affordable Care Act. Now, it would be really nice in this state if we didn't have an obstructionist, gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican caucus running the legislature and took the federal money that has our name on it, $1.6 billion, and open up health care to hundreds of thousands of more people, including children. That would be very nice. But as long as Robin Voss is the speaker, that's not going to happen. And he's going to be the speaker as long as there's gerrymander and he doesn't much care if somebody dies. He doesn't much care if somebody dies. He will turn down $1.6 billion, in the return of our federal tax money. It's not something we're borrowing. We already paid this money. And then he will use state tax money to make up part of it that he's required to. So you're being double taxed, turning back your federal money that every other state practically takes. And you have to gin up more state tax money to make up for what you turned down of your own money. And there's a big slice of people that won't get covered as a result. And he says he's doing this because he wants to incentivize people to get better jobs and higher paying jobs. You know, guy has what, a wife and two kids, and he's making $15 an hour, and say, well, find a job that pays $50 an hour and then you can get your own health care. Give me a break. Give me a break. Boss took some of that sweet COVID money, a couple hundred grand for his little business. He took some of that sweet COVID money, but he thinks that a guy should be incentivized, gamble with his wife's health and his kid's health, just because Voss is parroting some sort of lies. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark?